This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The fourth best-selling book this past week is being snubbed at the New York Times, seemingly because the book criticizes an abortionist. After noting the way in which the Times once ignored Kermit Gosnell's drug sales, his Shop of Horrors, infanticide, murder trial, and life sentences, and is now ignoring the story in book form, co-author Phelim McAleer is labeling the New York Times a fake newspaper with a fake bestsellers list. The book is Gosnell, The Untold Story. Assisted suicide advocates are coming to the defense of an admitted murderer. Philip Benight took his wife suffering from dementia for an outing and killed her with a drug cocktail mixed with pudding, but failed in his own suicide. Suicide advocates are raising money for his criminal defense. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In another series of abortion stunts seeking to trivialize Ireland's constitutional ban on abortion, abortion advocates are set to travel through Ireland passing out abortion pills that are dangerous for moms but lethal for children. But women's safety is not in their concerns. Using RU486 is complicated and can cause heavy bleeding. 1 in 100 women taking the drug require hospitalization. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.